Minnesota News Network. I'm Bill Werner. Senate Democrats have scheduled a hearing May 7th on the ethics complaint that Republicans filed against Woodbury Senator Nicole Mitchell, who's facing felony burglary charges for allegedly breaking into her stepmother's home in Detroit Lakes. Meanwhile, conservative media outlet Alpha News asking a Becker County judge to make public the officer body cam and dash cam video from that incident. Their attorney James Dickey with the Upper Midwest Law Center.
There have been subsequent statements made by Senator Mitchell and her attorney that appear to contradict the information in that complaint. And so the public has a strong interest in really just knowing what exactly went on here.
Dickey says they're asking for expedited review of that request because he says it's urgent the public have that information. Man from Rochester has been arrested at a halfway house for allegedly beating a victim with a metal tire pump on Thursday. 44-year-old Malik Johnson facing charges of second-degree and fifth-degree assault. A witness told police the victim was sitting on the couch when Johnson came out of his room and struck him with a metal tire pump. The victim's condition is currently unknown. Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus hosts their annual rally to defend the Second Amendment tomorrow at the state capitol. Senior Vice President Rob Doerr says they oppose gun control proposals in the legislature, including the so-called safe storage bill.
There's current law, which we believe is reasonable, that if you leave a loaded firearm negligently where a child can access it, under current law, you can be prosecuted for that. And we're seeing this with the parent of the tragic 11-year-old that was shot by a 13-year-old in St. Paul.
Doerr says that bill criminalizes safe behavior by common gun owners. Another measure would require owners report stolen or lost guns within 48 hours. Backers of both bills say they will save lives by keeping guns away from children and keeping stolen weapons out of the hands of criminals. In other headlines, police are asking the public's help in identifying a man allegedly involved in mail theft in Cloquet in northeast Minnesota and who officials believe could have attempted financial crimes in other areas of the state. Officials say officers went to the Cloquet Post Office April 8th on a report that their outside drop box was broken into and contents stolen. Anyone with information should contact Cloquet Police Department. NBA playoffs roll on for the Timberwolves tonight in Phoenix. Minnesota taking a 2-0 series lead into tonight's game number 3 with hopes the Wolves continue to play well. Head coach Chris Finch says there are many keys to the success they've had this season, including this one.
Probably the most experienced creative staff that I've ever worked with. They work together extremely well. There's no egos. There's no turf battles. Nobody gets offended when an idea is taken or not taken. I think it starts there.
Tonight's game tips off at 9:30. This is a best of 7 opening round series. That's the latest, and you're listening to Minnesota News Network.